Hi, so today I want to talk about motivation. It comes and it goes and it seems to turn up just when it feels like it and then disappears just as quickly, leaving us wanting more. Now, I got an email yesterday from a good friend and a fellow entrepreneur, and he said, "You don't seem to struggle with motivation at all. Got any tips?" So I fired back an email with five quick tips. And this is what I wanted to talk about today and share those tips and expand on them. So first of all, you've got to look at, have you got a big enough reason to carry out whatever the task or the goal or the action is that you're facing, that's in front of you? When you've carried out that task or that action, what will the success look like? And is that success, that picture of success, whatever the outcome is it exciting enough? Is it exciting enough for you to get going and take that action? What is your why? Now, I've written before on my blog about how it's important to have a big enough why to your goals and your dreams and your success. But your why really is the key to your motivation. It's got to get your heart racing. It's got to be something that you've just got to do no matter what. What's the driving force? What's driving you? What's at the end of the goal and what's beyond that? You know, you might reach a goal, well, you will reach a goal, and you'll set another goal. So think beyond that. Now, it's got to be something also really juicy, because if you have like a dry, stale, old goal, that's just not going to work. So stop, you know, now, or listen to this and then stop and spend 5 minutes just thinking about your why. And see if it's still a good fit for you. And if it isn't, then change it. You can change anything that you want at any time. Now, tip number two. Now, as much as possible, when you're doing running your own business and you're an entrepreneur or you're thinking about starting your own business, start the way you mean to carry on. And as much as possible, only do the things that you like to do the most. And only work with people that you like as much as possible too. Because if you don't like the people you're going to work with or that you're working with, you're not going to enjoy the work, and your motivation is just going to suffer. Now, if you're working for yourself, or as I said, you're just about to start, and I want you to make a note of this one. Listen, you get to choose not only the work you do, you also get to choose who you work with. You've got a choice. You can decide. You're the boss. You're in charge. So you can either be passive and kind of unselective and work with everyone who just happens to come your way, and then you're going to get mixed experiences, and then you're going to spend time and energy moaning about it, and no amount of money is worth that. Or you can make sure that as far as possible, you and your customer or your clients are a good fit. Well, not just a good fit, a great fit. Now, of course, you're going to have to spend some time and energy making sure you actually know who your ideal client is and what their qualities are. Now, think of it a bit like dating. So say your ideal client is tall and brunette with a kick-ass personality, and then a short, blonde, timid creature comes calling. You're going to spot them, and then you're going to reject them. There's going to be signs, okay? So you can put other systems into place as well to make sure that you repel the wrong people. It's okay to, you can't attract everyone. It's okay to repel the wrong people, the wrong clients, the people that won't be a good fit for you. So you can attract the right ones. And, you know, finding out how or who your ideal client is and how to repel the wrong ones is something that I cover in my new training that's coming up really soon. Fast forward, full throttle. Now, the third tip I've got here is act on impulse. So when you've got that idea and you get that kind of excited, nervous, must-do feeling, I want you to act. Don't wait. Take impulsive, inspired action. Don't schedule inspired action into your diary for next week or the week after. Do it as soon as possible. Now, a lot of people picked up on this change in my work over the last few months, or they kind of feel that something's a bit different, but they can't quite put their finger on it. Well, you know, this is it. I act on impulse more than I have ever done before. This recording's an example of that. You know, I'd written my blog post, I've just published it, and then I thought, actually, I feel like doing a recording. I'm doing it now, obviously. But, you know, so I don't really hold back. Now, I've never felt that I really, really held myself back, but I have kind of slowed myself down by planning and waiting for the right time and scheduling and, you know, that kind of stuff that slows us down. So now, if I have an idea, I pretty much act on it straight away. You know, I had this idea for writing my blog post about an hour or two ago, and here it is. Now, I could have made a note of it and then made a rough draft of it and then reread the draft and then fixed it all up and then come back to the folder and had another look at it and left it for a week and then come back and tweaked it until I finally think, oh, you know, it's ready to be published now. Okay, so can you see the difference? So take more inspired action. Don't hold yourself back planning things or waiting for perfection. Make a start and get that momentum going. When you leave things too long, you're just going to go off the boil. So act now and don't wait. So another tip I've got here, tip number four, is don't wait for perfect. Get used to imperfect action. And don't wait for the right time either, okay? So if there's a motivation killer, it's perfection. Okay, so you really, really, if you want to make progress, you've got to get used to imperfect action. But which I mean, you know, stop polishing everything. Just get it out there. 90% is good enough. Only you can see the tiny flaws or the little improvements to make, which, you know, might be nice and all, but they won't really have a big impact. So there's never going to be enough time. There's never going to be the perfect time. And you're never going to, you know, absolutely have everything that you need in order to make that start, that perfect start. So you've got to go with what you've got now and just don't hold yourself back. And finally, sometimes you've just got to do the work even if you don't feel like it. So instead of waiting for that feeling to arrive and then taking action, take the action anyway. And you know, that's a habit that develops with practice. You've got to stop acting again, you know, with that resistance and act against it and ignore it and take that action anyway. So if you're going to do that, do the work you don't like. You know, there are obviously bits of work in all our businesses and things that we do, you know, we don't actually like doing. I hate paperwork and, you know, all the, I don't know, official kind of stuff, you know, that stuff. But what do? I do it fast and I just get it out of the way. So that's what you should do too. Do it fast and get it out of the way. And if you're struggling with motivation in your business or you're wanting to start a business where you can use your skills and your talents and your passions, then you really should check out my new online course. And that's happening really, really soon. In fact, it starts on the 30th of June. And I've covered motivation, uber productivity, inspiration, and how to divine the perfect client for you and how to get super confident around the subject of money too. Plus there's going to be live coaching calls with me, which, you know, is a bonus. So it's an incredible 6-week course, even if I do say so myself, because I've included everything I wish I had known in business sooner. Now, registration ends on Monday the 23rd. It starts on Monday the 30th. So check out Fast Forward Full Throttle for all the details. Thanks for tuning in and I'll catch you soon.